AJ, what you doing?
Hey, Kay, where you going?
How's it going?
Oh, I thought it was where you're going.
God, no.
Damn it.
How's it going? This also sucks because I have no melody and you're like a singer, but hey, Jay, what you doing?
Hey, Kay, where you going?
How's it going?
I can't do this. Do the short Maybe one.
We do just
the do short
that.
One.
Maybe we just yeah. do that. Maybe we do that.
Ready?
Who are those girls?
It's JK. Yeah. That was horrible.
That was horrible.
I thought that we would be more in sync by now, but I guess not. Guess we're the Backstreet Boys.
I mean, we're almost there. That's the first time we do the extended one.
Yeah. Second time. We tried it last time.
I gave the idea to do it last time. This is the first time we rolled it out, and it was not horrible.
That's so true.
Yeah. Hi, guys. It is episode...
Eight. That's crazy.
How funny. It's eight and we eat.
That's not that funny. I am nervous for today. We are going to do our own version of Hot Ones. However, this is really scary and I don't do well with spice.
Do you not do well with spice?
I do not do well with spice. I don't like spicy food. I like very little spice. I'm not like those people that's like, oh, black pepper is so spicy. That's my mom.
That's literally my mom's husband. If there's pepper in his food, he will start sweating like really
yeah,
bad.
Yeah, I can't deal with that. That's ridiculous and maybe an allergy that they need to look into. I'm not sure. But no, I do like spice. I just don't like when spice is so overwhelming because then all my taste buds just die and then all I could taste is spice and it's not fun.
Oh, yeah, no, 100%. I like a little kick to my food, but when right. it's too spicy, I feel like you can't enjoy the food. It's like,
exactly.
It's too hot.
Exactly. We did actually buy the Hot One sauce. We bought this little 3-pack. So we have mild, medium, and hot. And the way that we're going to do this is pretty similar to Hot Ones, but I don't even feel like Hot Ones waits for hard questions at the end or anything. They just ask cool questions.
No, we're doing our own little twist.
Exactly. We're doing mild questions, medium questions, and hot questions. And the hot ones are pretty hot. I mean, come on.
I think they're pretty hot.
Yeah,
I think
they're
so.
Not like fake spicy. Like, they're spicy.
Right. We wanted to ask you guys about the spicy questions, but then we thought about this last minute and we're like, we don't have time to ask them. So we came up with these.
We did. And I think they're good. Come on. I feel like they're things that people would also want to know, maybe.
I definitely think the last questions are things that we would have been asked
a million times.
Them.
A million.
Yeah.
And five. Actually, your question mainly. I don't feel like anybody has really asked my question, but let's just get started. Kathleen's already cheating and it's bothering me, but.
Let me explain. I knew it. Bro, I knew you were gonna start with this.
Gonna air your shit
she
out.
She sends
damn
me a voice
right?
note. I can't get you seeing your chickens just like laying on the table over there.
We got a really so official operation here. I have three paper plates all like this on my table.
Bro, mine is like on top of my laptop.
Real professional over here on JK Podcast.
Yeah, very professional. But she messaged me, she sends me a voice note. She's like, hey, is ranch off limits? And I'm like, of course ranch is off limits. We're dipping these wings into the hot sauce. But then I send her a voice note like 20 minutes later. I'm like, by the way, I got honey barbecue flavor for me.
I was in Publix. I was in the middle of Publix, which by the way, remind me never to play your voice notes in Publix again. You literally were like, oh, I just sounded like I was sucking a dick. I'm like, Kathleen, was it aisle 5?
Do not put that into this episode.
I did.
Because I was making because I said, what I'm going to do is I'm just going to pour my hot sauce on top of the chicken. I'm going to go glug, 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 and I'm like, oh my God, why did I make that noise?
Yeah, there was a lady right next to me when I was listening to that. Anyway, yeah, I was a bit perplexed that she said, I got honey barbecue flavor. I'm like, the sauces are the flavor. Like when I thought of this challenge, well, you thought of the challenge, but when I thought of it, I'm like, okay, we're going to obviously toss plain wings in the sauce like they do on the show.
No, definitely. And when she said that, I'm like, oh my God, wait, that's actually so much smarter. I pictured me taking the wing and just like pouring.
But even if you thought of that, what possessed you to get honey barbecue? That doesn't fit in here at all.
Well, it's because I didn't want like a dry.
The sauce is the lube. Like it would completely flip. I feel like honey barbecue, first of all, I can't eat it because I mean, maybe this isn't appropriate to say, but I got food poisoning from honey barbecue wings at Kentucky Fried Chicken one time and I threw up so violently that I literally can never eat another honey barbecue wing.
Wait, but I don't think that had anything to do with honey barbecue and everything to do with KFC.
Who's to say? I'm not going to risk it. But either way, I'm like, damn, that's going to change the flavor of the sauce.
It is. But I tried to take off as much honey barbecue as I could.
I was about to tell you to rinse it under the sink.
Oh, no, I'm not going to do that.
We got boneless wings, too. I know, disgusting. But we had to because it would be pretty disgusting. First of all, to like, I have nails and stuff. And this sauce, the last one, is called the last dab. And it's the one they do at the last question in Hot Ones. And it, I'm not joking. just tossing it, one of the peppers or something went into my nose, kind of like mace. And I could not stop coughing in my kitchen. I'm not joking. I literally had to tell Amelie, I'm like, get away. This is so hot. Like, I was scared. And I still smell it like something spicy in the air.
That is insane. Well, yeah. We're going to start with the original classic. It's a level 2 on the hot scale.
It's giving Tabasco when I smelled it as I was tossing it like a normal human being.
Okay, I haven't opened these.
Yeah, mine are freshly tossed. I really, really drenched mine. So they may look a little dry because they're like cold and sad, but I literally see the peppers on it. Like, it is super, super drenched. And for the last question, I have like a dab so I can like dab it like they do on the show.
Oh, damn. We're only supposed to dab it. I plan to like...
Well, you didn't put it on it to begin with. So yeah, you can do that. And do we have to eat the whole wing?
Yeah, per question.
Like the whole wing in one bite?
No.
A bite?
We could like eat it while we're like discussing like the first... Like we have one wing per question.
But do we have to eat the whole wing eventually?
No, we don't have to take it down the way you take down olives.
Oh my God, you're literally... Kathleen is looking to just embarrass me everywhere we go. And yeah, I love a good blue cheese stuffed olive.
Have you seen Jessie eating a dirty martini? She grabs the thing and she goes,
That time it was 3. There was 3 olives. They were kind of small and I just got them in one go. So what?
I like to eat them in little bits and take little sips and eat in little sips.
Ew, you probably have so much backwash in your cup.
Yeah, I like it. Like an alligator lives in it.
Who can't fit 3 olives in your mouth? Like... Come on.
No, I mean, Slay, I like it. When I see it, it gets, I'm like, oh.
She sent me a picture that showed me holding the 3 olives. And she said, right before the scene of the crime or something like that, like that you caught me in real time.
No, it was like on your way in. It was on the way in.
I do have to say the blue cheese stuffed olives at Beauty in Essex were the best that I've ever had. They are fresh stuffed.
Bro, it was so good. Bro, the comments of people being like, I love the evolution of Kathleen thinking these are disgusting to absolutely loving them.
Just waking up and understanding how delicious they are. I don't love blue cheese like that. But inside the olives, it's vibe.
Yeah, I don't like blue cheese, but man, it works in a dirty martini. My friend, you are absolutely right.
Mm-hmm. You don't have milk, right? Or did you bring milk?
Actually, I did, but I was telling Jesse, I think what makes the hot stuff go away in your mouth is the lactate in milk. And I have just like...
You mean lactose. Lactose.
Sorry.
Lactate is a brand of milk without lactose.
Yeah, lactate is the brand of milk I used to drink when I was a little kid.
Well, shit, because I have oat milk.
And I have almond milk. And I don't think it's going to do anything for us.
Let me tell you something. If you're a grown adult and you could down a glass of milk, I'm scared of you. Like, I'm scared of who you are as a person.
Shout out to my friend Samantha, who has a glass of white milk, whole milk, with her sandwiches.
That is psychopath behavior. Holy shit. I used to do that when I was young, but I can't imagine as an adult drinking milk fresh from a cow's teat every day. No, thank you. I'm not breastfeeding anymore. I'm a freaking grown up. Okay, I'm actually kind of hungry. So can we start on our questions?
Yeah, I'm going to start first.
Oh, you're asking me. I forgot how we're doing this.
Oh, okay. So this is how we plan to do it, because we went back and forth with our questions because we were kind of like, what the hell do we ask? So we have 3 questions per section. So mild, medium, hot. We have 6 questions in total. I mean.
No, 9.
We have 9 questions. I can't do what did I tell you that Emmanuel, like, he says that I don't do math. I don't do mathematics. I do mathematics. Every time I'm like doing some sort, he goes, oh, she's doing mathematics again. I can't do mathematics, just mathematics. Okay. Anyway, like, we're going to go back and forth asking the questions, but we are both answering the same question.
Okay,
except
yes.
For the very last spicy question.
Yeah, we should do it like this. I'm going to take a bite as you ask me the question. And that way, while it's spicy, my mouth is when I have to answer. Right?
Right. Exactly.
Cheers. Okay, go ahead.
Who was your... This is the mild section. Okay, guys. So who was your first kiss ever and how did it go?
That's delicious.
This one?
Oh, it's already spicy though. I'm scared.
Nuh-uh.
I swear. My first kiss was with a boy named Mauricio. It was very planned out. It was literally like he brought 2 friends. I brought 2 friends. But it wasn't like... It was so weird. It wasn't like I brought the friends for his friends. It was like me, Mauricio, sitting next to each other, his friend sitting next to him, and my friend sitting next to me. So it was literally like everybody just went there and then we just like made out the whole movie.
Oh.
Like, if I were to picture that now, I'm like, oh my God, that's horrifying. Like, it just seems like such
a... How old were you?
I must have been like 13, something like that.
Okay.
I was definitely in middle school. And Mauricio ended up being super weird in high school. Like, he was super cute. Colombian kid, played soccer. Like, he was so cute.
Ooh,
but
I like that.
Dude, he was so weird. I remember in high school, he would come up to me and my friends and say the weirdest shit. Like, I can't even think of an example, but it would leave us just like, you're so weird. Like, he was like very strange. And then years later, he opened up a restaurant and DM'd me asking me if I would be willing to promote it for him and his girlfriend. And
I like that.
No.
I like that.
Oh, Okay. Well, I said no. Well, I didn't say no. I just didn't answer.
I think it's kind of funny. Oh my God. Speaking of which, I know I'm going to go off topic for this, but remember how my boyfriend
phone, you have all the wings on the same plate? Sorry.
Yeah, why not?
Okay. Okay. Sorry. Go ahead.
Because I'm gonna dump.
Yeah. Yeah.
La dates. Oh shit. I was going to tell you, now that you reminded me of that, the whole promoter thing. You know how my boyfriend William, when I was like 15 yes. years old, he called me one time, like not that long ago, because I graduated in 2010 and he was in the graduating class above me. And he called me to be a part of his high school reunion. Like if I wanted to come as like a influencer.
Really?
For his,
what
for,
was like, that like one or two like, years ago?
No. Oh, thank you. I'm not that young. I'm 33. So.
Yeah, girl. We graduated like that was probably like 3 years ago or 4 years ago.
No, 2020, dude. 10 years from 2010. And then it was like 2019 because he was asking me to go to his graduating class.
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
So this was 2019. I was like, William, I didn't even graduate the same year as you. You don't think that's weird? No. And then the funniest part is that when he reached out to me, he's like, hey, I don't know if you remember me. It's William. But I was like, we dated like a whole year. I have like,
don't know if I remember you. I've talked about you on the internet like 15 times, William.
Yeah, like 15 times. What are you talking about? I have an album.
I know, William. Album. Like what?
Anyway, he wasn't my first kiss though. My first kiss was George Lima.
You always have to say their last name.
No, I never say their last name. What's Jonat's last name?
I don't know, but Jonat is distinct enough to find him.
Everybody named George.
By the way, guys, I'm so sorry for those of you that don't speak Spanish and you watch the podcast. I'm going to do better. Anytime we say something in Spanish, I'll put a subtitle because people were like, what did Kathleen call Jonat? Like, I don't know how to translate Feito Pobrecito. Feito Pobrecito means like ugly. Feito's ugly. And Pobrecito's like,
no, Feito, oh, I feel bad for him. Kind of ugly.
It's like, I feel bad for that ugly guy.
Yes, but Feito's kind of ugly. So I said he was kind of ugly, poor guy is what I said. In middle school, Jonat is, you know, not Feito now. Shout out Denise.
Shout out Denise, slay queen. No, but I will do better at that because I feel like I forget that some people who watch us do not know Spanish and we say things in ways that we don't pronounce it well and like ways that they're not going to be able to search it up, you know?
Someone else asked what I meant when I called him burlón. They were like, what is she talking about when she called Jonat that B word? Burlón is like somebody who makes fun of someone often. Like he's like, I don't know how to say it in English, but.
Yeah, like not a bully, but somebody that's just like laughing at everyone, making fun of everyone. Is like almost like you think of them like a class clown, but really they're just kind of the annoying kid.
Yes.
That like
that's a makes good way fun to, of everyone. A class clown.
Yeah.
But anyway, my first kiss.
Your first kiss, yeah. George Lima.
My first kiss was with George Lima. He was actually my first boyfriend. Shout out George Lima, wherever you are. And he was super, super sweet. And he like walked me through it. We were sitting on Emilia's couch. Shout out Emilia.
Okay. The tutorial. How do you walk you through it?
He did. We were sitting on the couch and he's like, okay, I'm going to put my tongue in your mouth. Like, I swear.
Oh my God, what a gentle lover. That's terrifying. And I do have to say, I don't know if Mauricio liked it, but I think I slayed it. Like the first time I like ever kissed someone, I was like, yeah, duh. Like, I know what to do.
Damn, girl. No, I didn't.
Can I be honest though? I think I had been practicing on my shower wall.
Oh, on the wall? Damn, girl.
Let me tell you, it worked.
I kissed a few like combs and stuff when I was younger. Combs? You know? Like a brush, like the back of a brush.
That's so much weirder than the shower wall. Are you joking?
That's even weirder. It's like perfectly flat. You're like up, your nose is like up against the wall.
It is. Yeah, it was. But it's all wet and hot and steamy.
I just picture you doing that at like 14.
Like literally, passionately. It was very embarrassing. Glad you all know that.
That's so funny.
No, but like I always knew the tongue thing because I feel like so many people, and even like in my adulthood, I kissed so many people. A lot of people just do too much tongue. Like, what is going on here? Like,
yeah.
Bro, Love Island, it's disgusting.
Sometimes I can't even process seeing them making out. It's like, it makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. And I'm a person that loves kissing. I think it's great. But oh my God, the amount of tongue and just aggression that they just like bring into each other's face. I'm like, you're going to break a tooth. Like,
yeah,
actually.
I agree.
But my first kiss was great. I really liked it. Mauricio was a great kisser. As weird as that motherfucker was.
Yeah, I mean, George was super nice. He backed up and he was like, oh, wow, okay, we're going to try that again. That was real awful.
You failed the first one?
Not like that. Not in those words, but he was like, okay. I didn't know what I was doing. I was like, what is going on? I freeze under pressure. I'm sure I went like this.
It was just like
a
cat licking up some wood.
Yeah, it was not. It was just traumatic. But George was like my first boyfriend, very nice boy. And so it was nice. It's a good memory, a good, you know.
Oh, that is very sweet. I mean, that's the best case scenario. If you don't really know what you're doing, somebody who walks you through it like that. Was George a little whore? Why'd he know so much?
George kind of was. George kissed quite a few girls. He was a soccer player and he would like.
We both had our first kiss with soccer players?
Oh my God, yeah.
That's really, really weird. Wait, what are you?
It just hit me.
Yeah.
No, literally.
They probably played so against each other.
Yeah, wait, where was Mauricio from?
He played in high school in Ferguson. So I'm sure they played together at one point.
I don't know if George played in high school. Ferguson, he's from Miami Lakes, George. I have no idea. Not me, like, almost doxing George.
I know. Literally, they, like, know where he lives. Fuck. You do be talking way too much. Then she's going to text me. Take this part out.
Sorry. It's okay. There's 1,000 Georges in
Miami. 1,000. George Limas? A dime a dozen.
Oh, so many.
Okay, next question.
Okay.
What has been your favorite part of your online career?
This is going to sound really kind of dumb. I mean, I haven't done many things in my career, but...
What?
No, like...
Hung out with Selena Gomez like 2 weeks ago.
Like, no, I mean, that was really, really fun. But to me, it was the first meetup I ever had. Like, my first meetup ever that ColourPop threw me. And when I got there and I saw that, like, the people wrapped around the building, and I was just so blown away that it freaked me out. But mainly because, dude, that day was so, so crazy. I was in line for like 5 hours meeting people. Sorry, I know you have misophobia.
No, you're good.
I literally don't know what that's really called. I'm sorry if I...
Misophobia.
But, oof, damn, this is kind of spicy.
Well, you did drench it. That did not help.
But there was somebody there that walked up to me with her mom, right? She came up to me, she hugged me. She was super nice. And when she walked away and her mom came up to me, her mom had like tears in her eyes and was telling me about... Not to get like very serious right now, but her mom was telling me that her daughter had gone through like really bad depression. And the only thing that like kept her in a good mood was like watching my videos and like doing tutorials.
Oh my God.
Jesse, she was like the fifth person I met in that line. And she did not leave my head the whole time I was at the meetup. And like, I went to bed that night, like thinking of her mom and just like, bro, I was like crying about it. It just made me feel, I don't know how to explain it. Like, I'll start crying right now. Oh my God. But it just made me feel like I made not like a difference, because like I'm just putting on makeup and oh my God, I'm gonna cry.
No, but it does.
Just putting on makeup and stuff and like that I helped somebody, like that's such a cool feeling.
Yeah. No, for sure.
And so that moment was like, wow, it was crazy.
Let me eat mine before answering. I love how I have to like eat before I respond to you, and it's just so awkward. 1 second. That is so good. Oh my God.
That really is good.
A little dry.
Not mine. I have honey barbecue.
Good for you. Honestly, I feel like you undersell yourself a lot. Not only have you done so much shit in your career, and I get that it's like, it's kind of almost hard to process being online for the past 10 years, doing as much, like, because we've both gotten a lot of opportunities. It's just a lot of things that kind of your brain has trouble registering. Honestly, I feel like at this moment in time, right now, I'm the most present in my life that I've ever been. So it's my favorite time in my career, because I feel like there's been a lot of cool things I've done. I've hung out with celebrities. I've had amazing things happen. But like, it hasn't really like registered to me. And now I really enjoy having a career that I feel so lucky to have. But then I feel like it also provides me the opportunity to like hang out with people that I love and go do things and experience things. And like, I don't know. I feel like in general, I'm the happiest I've ever been. But if I'm thinking of like cool things. Sorry. No, what?
No, I was just going to say, and I feel like you can see that. I feel like you can tell that you are the happiest
you've ever been. You think
so? Yeah, 100%. Especially like how much you love doing like Do We Know Them? And like, you know, you're so consistent and you're working so hard, and it's so like, like, honestly, super inspiring. And I have been like, you have inspired me so much to get like back in there and like do something that I really, really love. Because for a while I felt like, what am I doing? What's going on? So like, I feel like it radiates off of you.
Oh my God. I can see stop it right
that
now.
You are happy. And I'm just saying, like, I hear what you're saying and I'm like, you can tell.
Dude, I do really have to thank Do We Know Them for that, because that consistency that like I had to have, because Lily depended on me and I depended on her, like for us to both show up and do the show and work really hard at it. That really inspired me to create more. Like, that's why I felt like, oh, I can easily do this podcast. Like, even if I'm killing myself trying to get it up, like, I know I can do it. And before, I just didn't have that, like, faith in myself. I also didn't have, like, an idea. And I felt like, what am I going to keep doing? Story times on my channel? I ran out of fucking story times.
Exactly. When you're not in love with what you're doing, you find no inspiration.
None.
You know what I mean? So when you're, like, happy with what you're doing, the ideas come flowing. It doesn't feel like, oh, I have to, like...
Yeah. You know. But if I'm thinking of like one of the moments that I kind of like carry close in my heart, I had a lot of really beautiful moments with people coming up to me, similar to like how you said, especially like after news of like everything that happened to me made like headlines and shit like that. It really did create a lot of like special moments in person. But one of the ones that like blew my mind was when I went to Demi Lovato's concert, and she had reached out to me through Twitter after the TMZ article went out. Like, she followed me.
Oh my God, I remember.
Reached out to me. Yeah. And then when I went to her concert, I think it was in Miami. Yeah, it was. She literally not only got me tickets and I went to meet her after the show, but like while she sang, or right before she sang Warrior on stage, she like dedicated it to me. Like she literally said, oh my god,
that's right, that was so cool.
Like that was just insane. Like she literally was like, there's somebody here that is really special to me and she's a warrior, like all this shit that I was like, oh my god, like that was like really really wow. really bizarre. And everybody was like cheering. It was very 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 intense.
That's so cool though. Yeah, that is pretty awesome.
I thought like that was
reaching out to you like
amazing
that.
Yeah, and just the fact that like she saw what happened through the news or whatever and felt compelled in any way to even talk to me, like that felt really nice. Yeah, yeah, I think that was like the coolest thing, that I was just like, holy hell, things are really getting that crazy. Was cool.
I remember she even invited you to her Halloween party and I you went guys to her, went,
she was still
super...
with Wilmer back then. Yeah, that was random. She was nice. You know, I talked Wilmer Valderrama.
Oh my god. Eesh.
I know. Eesh. I should have punched him right there in the face. And then J-Lo was also there dancing in the moonlight.
Oh my god, that's right, J-Lo was at this party. Was there.
Yeah,
oh my god, to be a fly on the wall or like a little bird on your shoulder.
Yeah, I literally, but I me and Joy were just eating chili in a corner, like literally it felt so out of place.
I know, but still, people watching at like a famous person's party must
I
be really
swore that Nick Jonas was eyeing me down, but I think that's just his face.
I bet you he was
like this, but I literally think that's his
you
face.
Think he was drunk or something?
No, there was no alcohol because, you know.
Oh. No. Oh, this reminds me of the time that I was filming with Raw Beauty Christie. Have you seen my video with Raw Beauty Christie? And we're talking about Zodiacs and I'm like, your mom wouldn't happen to know the time you were born, right? She's like, my mom's dead.
Oh my god. Did that part make it into the video?
It did.
That's so good. That's funny.
And like, I knew that. I don't know why I asked that. That's the craziest part. Like,
you know,
what the fuck?
An honest question, honestly. Anyway.
It just slipped. But that is awesome.
It blows my mind now looking back.
It is pretty cool. Oh, okay. So you have to, oh, you're eating your sandwich. Mm-hmm. Okay. What's the most expensive dumb purchase you've ever made?
That's really hard.
That is really hard.
It's very hard for me to think a purchase is dumb. I love buying things.
No, you are overconsumption final bot.
Mm-hmm. That's what they call me.
That's what Alex James calls you. So I, you know, that's why.
No, because he knows I'd be running TikTok shop dry. Gotta get extra inventory for me. I honestly look at purchasing things and experiences and whatever. Like, it's really hard for me to look at it for real and be like, oh, I shouldn't have done that. Because I look at money, I feel like Trisha Paytas, bro. Because she said this one time, everyone's like, yeah, because you're rich. But like, no, like I genuinely, even in my brokest of broke moments, and I have had so many of them, I look at money as this thing. I'm like, yeah, I get it. We need it. But I just don't have this like, oh, like if I don't have that, like I just am very loose with money. Not in that I don't save or anything. I just don't have this like obsession with it, I guess.
Honestly, that has nothing to do with you being in a good place financially.
No, I've always been like that.
Because my friend Stephanie is like that. And so is Gabby, Alamar Gabby. And like, she's had her struggles moments too. Yep. But I swear, like she's also been like that. And I feel like people like that have less stress. Let me tell you.
Yeah, it's like less that. Stressful for sure. I've had moments where I've been super stressed financially. And obviously I come from a privileged place. Like I always knew like if shit got bad enough, like my dad would help me or something like that. So I know I don't have that stress of like, I'm going to be homeless if I don't, you know, so that definitely contributes to it. Obviously. But in general, like, I don't know, I just don't have that thing with money. But there are some things that I have bought that I regret, because I bought them for boys who were stupid and hated me and cheated on me.
Oh no, tell me.
Well, I dated this guy. His name was Oscar Guerra. I wrote bitch please about him.
Damn, last name, girl.
Yeah. Well, I wrote bitch please about him and he's been on my channel a million times and everyone knows who it is. So whatever.
Oh my god, bitch please. The music video. Oh my god, that just took me back. Oh my god.
Yeah, I was dating him and dating. He was never my boyfriend. I don't know, bro. That was a messy ass situation. And I flew him, I think he was in North Carolina, flew him to LA, allowed him to stay in my house while I went to Paris. That's when I accused him of like cheating on me, because I found like girl's hair and shit all over the place. Whatever.
No, I mean, I've seen bitch please, I know.
Yeah, and then like left garbage bags in the fucking house. And like, it was a mess. It was a disaster. And when we went shopping at the Grove before I left, I bought him a Michael Kors watch that was like $400. I did.
Bro, what's wrong with you?
I was unmedicated.
That'll do it.
So there's a long list of what's wrong with me. But like, I literally, yeah, no, we walked in the store. I bought myself a Michael Kors wallet, which I still have. And he was eyeballing a watch. And I said, you want that? There you go.
Not him eyeballing the watch.
Eyeballing the watch with his $0 in his bank account.
Oh my.
It was black and gold. And he wore it for years to come. And every time I saw it, I was like, literally the video we did about bitch please, I looked down and I go, nice watch. And he's like, thanks. And then he started laughing because it was literally the watch that I bought him. Yeah. So I would say that's a dumb purchase. Like, that's a purchase that I'm like, that was so fucking stupid.
Yeah,
and it's hard
sense.
For me to regret gifting people, because I love gifting to people. But like, he didn't deserve it.
Yeah. I, no, definitely not.
No.
Man, mine is like I had written down here on my notes, like, my Range Rover. Oh, is that, like, a dumb answer?
Because you didn't drive?
Well, besides that point. Because I do agree with that,
yeah.
I am such a expensive car hater. Like, I think I need a new car because I'm scared to be, like, stranded on the side of the road. And yes, I know I don't drive right now. It's this whole thing, whatever. But, like, when I got the Range Rover, it was for me and Danny. We both wanted a Range Rover. But then after getting it, like, you realize, like, oh, my God, my monthly payments are so expensive. This car is so expensive. For what? Like, just get a car that takes you to, like, from here to there. As long as it's new, who cares if it's a Toyota?
I'm also an expensive car hater. I do get that.
Yeah.
But that being said, I did just buy a Lincoln Navigator. But that being said,
is
also
that expensive? I don't know anything about cars.
Yeah, it's expensive. But I got it used, first of all. I only buy used from CarMax. Literally only buy used from CarMax. So I traded in my minivan. I fell for the bullshit of, like, my minivan is hideous. And it was. You know, my little Chrysler Pacifica was ugly as fuck, but so practical. That's the thing. So practical and so amazing.
I love comfort and practicality.
Yeah. It didn't drive the best. It had this, like, technical thing that would go like you know, sometimes whatever. So I didn't like that. But otherwise, like, the sliding doors, all of that stuff, amazing. I will say, my car still seats 7 people because we have the captain's seat. So it seats 7 people. It's super roomy, super comfortable. But, like, yeah, horrible on gas. What else?
My thing is, like, how used did you get it?
I got it with, I want to say it has, like, 40,000 miles or something like that. 30,000, something like that.
That means nothing to me, honestly. I don't know. But
so why did you ask the question?
I meant in the sense of, like, what year?
Oh, I think this is a 2021. Something like that.
Oh, that's not that. That's pretty new. My thing is, like, I'd rather have a Toyota Corolla brand new than a used.
No,
like,
I disagree. The second. Well, a Toyota Corolla, those things will last you 5 trillion years. So good. That's a good purchase.
No. Yeah, literally.
But
literally.
No, I disagree. I feel like cars depreciate so much in value. The second you leave the lot, you cannot sell it for the same amount you just bought it. And it's only going to go downhill from there. There's so many, too. This is my thing. So many electrical problems with the newer cars. Like, so many.
Oh, my God. I know. That is the thing. So but that's why I like, for example, like, more. My friend works at Toyota and everybody keeps making fun of me because I really want a RAV4. I want a Toyota RAV4.
Oh, my God. No, slay. I love that car.
They're so good.
Who's making fun of you for that?
It's not too big. My friends are like, a Toyota RAV4. I think that's what I want. They're practical. And they're not too expensive.
I think that, and it'll last you forever. I want to say, not to get emotional, I really like to hear you say, I'm not driving right now and thinking about getting cars. I think those are really, really good steps, and I'm proud of you.
I'm trying. My friend America, who works at Toyota, like, I'm trying. I'm going to start driving, guys. I'm going to make it a whole series. Don't worry, it's coming.
I would be so excited. I think that would be such an amazing addition to your life. Do you remember how to drive? Or you need to learn again.
Yeah, it's like riding a bike.
Crashes like 2 seconds. Okay, next question.
Ooh, so now we're moving on to medium.
Yes, I'm excited to try that flavor. My friend Kim says she buys that hot sauce, the medium one, the salsa verde or whatever, on purpose, like, all the time. Like, that's the hot sauce she uses all the time. Now the questions are going to get turned up a notch. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah. Let me get my sauce. Now we will dip into verde caliente heat level 5.
Mm-hmm. If you could erase a piece of content that you've made, what would it be?
Okay, I need to dip. Hold on before I answer.
Can I just eat mine now? Because I kind of don't want to wait.
Yeah, you eat yours now.
Mm.
Okay. Oh, my God. Oh, shit.
That's less spicy than the last one.
Shut the fuck up.
It's delicious.
It says heat level 5. Maybe it, like, sneaks up on you.
Mm.
Honestly, if I could destroy every single TikTok dancing video I have ever made.
What? Why?
Because I can't dance to save my life. And I was bored in my room in 2020 and I danced to a bunch of TikTok trends and songs. And I've deleted a majority of them. But oh my God, they haunt me. They fucking haunt me. You don't understand. Just think they haunt me.
Like, you wake up at 2 a.m. you're like...
mm-hmm. I'm like, not me trying to do the renegade. What the fuck? I'm 30.
I didn't really get into the dancing TikTok of it all. I did post in 2020. I feel like, did anybody not post on TikTok in 2020? Like, everybody did.
This is not spicy.
No, it's not spicy at all. It's delicious, but not spicy.
But, like, heat level 5, you're wrong.
Yeah, I agree.
What about you?
That's a really hard question for me to answer because there is so much content that I wish was not up about me, and it is. And it's really hard. And honestly, I haven't even gone back and deleted all my story times because I can't even look at my story times. I can't even go and check them out. I can't.
Really? They give you pena?
They make me feel not proud of myself, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can look at pretty much any episode of Do We Know Them or an episode of JK, like, and I look at that, and I'm like, I'm not going to feel embarrassed about that. Like, I am a crude person. Like, I do have a crude humor, and I'm like, you know, saying fuck every 5 seconds, whatever. But I'm not embarrassed about that. That's who I am. I'm not the person that, like, shames people, like, for fun. It just makes me feel like somebody...
It was a different time, Jesse. It was a different time.
It was, I know.
He fucked me with a toothbrush era, and it was just very
different. Okay, I never went there. God bless. Thank God.
Yeah, thank God.
But also, I don't know if it would be my story times. I honestly think it would be my vines. Like, if I could just erase every vine I ever posted, I would be a happy person.
How dare you? They're so good.
Literally? No, they're not. I just saw them the other day, and I was... jaw dropped. Like, I saw a compilation of some of my vines, jaw dropped at how the fuck I ever clicked upload and people watched it, and that's how I got my career. Literally, what is wrong with the world? Literally.
You know which one my favorite is, besides the pita is like classic.
That is so stupid.
You cannot get mad at the pita one.
In case you haven't watched Mockingjay part one yet, this is what you're missing. Pita.
It's just dumb. Like, I don't get it. Like,
no, the pita one is great. You know which one I think is funny?
What?
I made pee pee.
Wait, what? Oh, that is so old that I almost forgot that I ever posted that. See, if I could have that deleted, I would be a happy person. It was me trying to be sexy, right?
Well, you dropped the liquid all over your mouth, and that was
so
like,
stupid.
I made pee pee.
That's so dumb. No, I hate all my vines. All of my vines. Every vine I ever posted can burn and crash.
No, I think they're iconic, honestly.
There's maybe some collabs I've done with people, or like just videos that I'm like, oh, that was like awkward and weird, and I wish that wasn't there. Mm-hmm. You know,
I can think of a few people.
Yeah.
Oh, this is the next one.
At this point, I'm just enjoying myself.
Okay. Anything you are secretly working on? I don't know how spicy that question is, but maybe we.
If I say like something, then it's not a secret.
Oh, well, you got to let us know. It's a question. You must answer.
I mean, I don't know how much of a secret it is, but we've been trying to work on Do We Know Them merch for a long time. However, talk about roadblocks upon roadblocks upon roadblocks. You don't like it?
No, I just got like it mixed into the original sauce, and the first one is hotter.
Yeah, I agree. However, it actually seems like JK merch is going to come out before Do We Know Them. And I think that would be surprising for people to know that we're working on merch, because we have a lot of inside jokes. We have a lot of like different things that could go on merch for sure. But the most important thing is we have a designer, Talia, to do it. So like that's why we'd move quicker. We don't have a designer for Do We Know Them. It's a hot fucking mess.
Yeah. I'm forcing Talia to do some merch for us in between all her lights, lacquer stuff. I'm like, well, come on, just squeeze it in there. Come on.
Yeah. So she's gonna do some
charity work. It's a maybe, guys, because we just started the podcast. We're like, should we jump into merch already? Is that crazy?
But I feel like, maybe. Dude, we literally have so much lore. You know what
we
mean?
We do.
And dropping the fucking Phantom Horse Dick PhD on us on the Vegas episode, I was like, that is so good. A little hat that says PhD or something. And then everybody approaches you, oh my God, you have a PhD? It's like, oh no, this is from a podcast I watch, Sans Rare Phantom Horse Dick. Like, you know, come on, it's great.
Lewis gave us that idea, like, you have to do merch with PhD.
Yeah, that's very good. What about you? Are you working on something? I know you are. What is it?
Actually, this is, I don't know if the brand will let me say it. Okay, I won't say anything. I'll just tell you guys that I'm working with a brand. So it's a collab. It's not my own product, but I am making a perfume with a brand.
That is huge. And it's a brand that you talk about a lot. Can we say that?
It is a brand that I've talked about often, and I love it. And it's actually very different than what you think I would come out with. Do you know what inspired the entire perfume?
No.
Dramini.
No, stop. Boo. Kathleen, you can't do that. You can't bring your weird sex stuff into the perfume world. You can't.
Well, I did. I made a scent inspired by their love affair, and that's what it smells like to me. So you guys will see when it comes out.
Smells like them fucking.
Annie described it, my friend Annie, when she smelled it for the first time. She said it reminded her of like runaway love, like somebody running like with bed sheets around them after like having sex in the shower or something, you know, like there's like a thing. You have to smell it.
Is Annie okay? Because that don't make no sense. Running with bed sheets?
No, like the sheets, you're like running outside, like you're gonna go like watch the sunset, like grass. And you're like running.
Fresh grass?
No, it doesn't smell like grass.
Well, then what's the outside part? Where does it smell like outside?
Well, the outside is just like, you know, shut the fuck up and wait.
I don't know about this. Just this weird, freaky sex perfume. But I'm excited for you. I am. Oh, and I want to smell it. The first question I asked her, I'm like, oh my God, so like you made something like super sweet, vanilla-y. She's like, no.
No, I'm like, you're gonna hate it. She's like, no, come on, I love vanilla now, come on. I'm like, no, it doesn't smell like that.
It smells like Jermaine, them having sex. I'm like, okay, maybe I will hate it. No, that's so fun, so exciting, and I'm sure it smells delicious. You're not gonna put out something that smells like shit, would you?
I think it smells good.
Like,
I
you smelled it and you were good, like,
I
wow.
I don't know if everybody's gonna love the idea. It's a unisex scent. Like, you can share it with your man.
Oh. Yeah. You know what's crazy is Jermaine is fan fiction, and then you're just somebody that, like, read it, loves it so much, and now is, like, bringing it into a perfume. There's, like, merch for Jermaine. That's crazy.
Actually, yes.
Wow. How exciting, though. I cannot wait to check it out. Can you get me on that PR list?
You will be getting it.
Okay.
No. You'll be getting it for free, girl. You're on the PR list.
All right. Ooh, this one's getting a little spicier.
They're getting a little spicier.
Not the wings, the questions. Who in your industry do you think is overrated? Dum, dum, dum. Beauty guru. All of them. Sorry. Who said that?
A lot of them. Fine. A lot of them. Yeah. Oh my God, does anybody in the Love Island cast count as in my industry?
No.
Oh my God, because God, I am Huda's number one hater.
Why would you and Huda aren't even in the same industry?
No, nowhere. She's literally Britney Spears in 2002, and I'm nobody.
No, she's not.
No, are you Jessie? Jesse, the amount of fans that this girl has, like, people treat her like she's Britney Spears. I don't think you understand. I don't know anybody who has the level of fans that Huda has. I swear, it's, like, crazy.
Have you ever heard of BTS?
Back.
No.
Back.
No.
Wait, the K-pop band?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She's, like, BTS.
No, she's not.
People love her, like, that on that level, I swear to you.
Okay, but no, you have to choose a beauty guru. It's gotta be.
Oh, did he just what jump you doing? Up? Yeah, he did.
Oh my God, he wants a chicken nugget.
He does. He's like,
he smells it.
Beauty. No. Okay. Damn. So Huda doesn't count. I don't know. James Charles. He doesn't count either. Everybody hates him, right?
No, I mean, he's a beauty guru, so you could say him. But how are you not answering Michaela Nogueira? That's crazy.
Well, no, because I don't think she's overrated. I think that she's incredibly talented, really, really good at what she does. Like, she's not overrated. Like, she's good really? At everything she does.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't think she's overrated. I think somebody like James Charles is, like, ridiculously overrated. Like, what?
Do you think he's good at makeup?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Yeah, I guess.
Every time I think of it, I just see flashback Mary in my brain.
Yeah, he's good at makeup. Like, these days. Bro, it's so crazy how, like, everybody has told me, though, that his blushes are, like, the best blushes ever. They're really good.
Too bad I'll never know.
No, I will never purchase a painted product for as long as I live.
But that's why when I say things about, like, Manny MUA and stuff, he was happily accepting different PR from James Charles. Gave him a hug and everything.
Well, listen, I don't know. I don't know. I think it is weird that he's friends with James Charles because James Charles is a freak.
Yeah.
He needs a better judge of character, maybe?
Yeah, come on.
People were coming for me like, oh my God, now you're friends with Manny when he's been mean to Jesse. I'm like, listen, guys, he was going through a dark time when he was friends with James.
Yeah, he didn't come up to me punch me in the face because then I'd be mad at you if you were friends with him. But like, he was just
rude
and like standoffish. Like, he didn't even like look at me and be like,
he was under the spell of Voldemort.
The first time I met him, he was nice. Second time, just not so much. So then I was like, you're a fake bitch. That's all. That's all I said. Okay, for me, I would consider my industry at this moment being podcasting because I just feel like that's literally my main thing. That's what I do. I have two podcasts. And so I'm going to say an overrated podcast host.
Brianna Chicken Fry.
And I really hope that I don't get... No, Brianna Chicken
Fry. Josh Richards.
First of all, they're not overrated. They're barely rated at all.
Oh my God, that's great.
No, bro, they're like, their views have tanked since Dave left. It's a whole thing. But anyway, regardless of that, I don't think they're overrated. Like, I don't think anybody looks at Brianna Chicken Fry and Josh Richards and is like, wow, amazing hosts. Here's $200 million to sign you because you're so good.
Was like the juice there.
He was,
you know?
Absolutely. Yeah, love him or hate him, he was like the only interesting thing about the show. But
very true.
Somebody that I do think is like overpaid, overhyped, gets like all the celebrity guests, and I just don't get it. And I know I'm going to get shit for this, is Call Her Daddy, Alex. I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
I do not get it. I've seen her interviews. I have sat through them. She seems fine. She seems like a nice girl. But it's also just like, really, for an interviewer, for somebody that's been doing this for years, I'm like, talk about skimming the surface. Like, let's get like really into it. Let's get some real, like, even Sean, like from Hot Ones, gives like really good questions. I'm like, I could totally see why you have a successful show.
Yeah. I really like Sean from Hot Ones. He does ask really, really good questions. I mean, I think Alex from Call Her Daddy does sometimes ask like difficult questions. That people want to know and stuff like that. But
she,
like,
won't dig deeper. Like, she'll ask the hard question. If they kind of skirt around it, she'll let them like go. Like, I feel it. She doesn't like reel it in.
Yeah, but I wonder if like that is something that they discuss before going on the podcast. Like, these questions are off limits. blah, blah, blah. You can't do this. You can't do that.
Yeah, for sure. Maybe that's but there's people that are interviewers that don't really pay attention to that. Like, what is it? Charlamagne from The Breakfast Club. He gets questions from like publicists, but like he just doesn't care. He'll just ask them anyway and then get in trouble on the interview live.
Oh my God. That's horrible.
I know. No, that is bad. That is bad. I'm not saying that Alex is not good at her job. I want to be very clear about that. I think that it's always good to see a successful woman and like somebody in this space that's like on her own show. And she's actually done a lot of like smart business moves with like protecting her IP, her intellectual property. Like she has signed deals that allow her to have the rights to that. And I think that it's amazing. She's a really good businesswoman.
Yeah, I was going to say she's a very smart businesswoman. Like that whole thing that happened with her and that Sophia with an F girl, like yowza.
Yeah, that was pretty bad. I think for me, when I think overrated, I'm like, she just signed a deal for like $150 million. That's insane. That's insane. I'm sorry. That is crazy. Like
LeBron James.
To get paid $150 million, I'm like, did you cure cancer? Like,
no, I know. Like they do insane. Get a lot.
Yeah.
They do get a lot of
like
money.
She's a you know, decent interviewer, fun girl, but I'm like, $150 million is crazy. I guess that's what I'm thinking of overrated. It's not that I think she's bad at it or anything. I just think it's like a bit much. Like, wow, that's crazy. Good for her. Good for hers and slay.
But I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying. It's like, why? Why are you like the biggest, most famous podcaster, huh? How come? Like, what happened?
I guess I don't really get it, but obviously she gets the views and the numbers to be able to justify Spotify and shit paying her, or Sirius, I think it was, paying her $150 million. So slay on, I guess.
That is true. Call her daddy. I mean, Call Her Daddy was huge back in the day and it was really good. Honestly, they were good co-hosts.
Weren't they co-hosts for like 2 minutes?
Yeah, but they like their chemistry was really, really good.
No, and listen, I know people don't like Sophia with an F, but if I were her, I'd be pissed.
Okay, but she kind of did it to herself.
I forgot. Didn't she? I don't know. I don't really remember.
There was
remember.
Like the drama was that like Sophia with an F's boyfriend wanted her to get more money or get out of the contract or something. I could be making this up. But then Dave Portnoy was like, no, if you just stay for one more year, I'll give you guys Call Her Daddy. And then she was like, no, her boyfriend like forced her to get out. And then Alex was just like, sorry, I'm going to take the deal. And then like, ended up.
So know, the source winning. Of it all is listening to a man. Never make that literally, mistake, yes. Ladies. Okay, moving on to hot questions. These are the spiciest. Now it's going to get really, really, really hot in here. Okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to save the dab for the last wing. So I'm going to just try a wing with the sauce all over it. And then I'm not going to dab it to the last
wing.
Don't
be a pussy. Put a dab in that shit. Bro. Don't be a pussy. Put a dab in it. Do it. Okay, here's the question. Ready? Eat it. Eat it and answer this question right now. Soldier. Who is the rudest influencer you have... Oh. Who is the rudest influencer you've ever met?
Bro. I can't use my mouth. I can't eat three of those.
It's called a challenge. You have to.
You don't understand. Everything's
you think,
burning.
You think that Mr. Beast? You think if Mr. Beast would be Mr. Beast if he just quit after the first wing?
What the fuck are you talking about?
Who's the rudest influencer you've ever met?
All of them! Ah! Every breath makes it hotter.
Oh my God, I can't breathe. I can't breathe.
I can't
you
talk.
You have to answer.
I can't talk. It hurts when I talk. I can't. Oh God.
Okay, so out of all the influencers you've met, who's the rudest? And you can't tell me Manny MUA, bro. You've had ruder interactions. Come on.
I know you're talking. But all I hear is like, ha!
Oh my God. Is it that bad?
It's Jesus. Worse than you can possibly. It feels like needles are on my tongue. Sweet baby Jesus. Okay. It still feels like needles on my tongue, but I'm gonna say.
Did you dab it or was that just like the sauce on
it? That was with a dab, you absolute fucking bitch. And I'm not doing it again. I'm not dabbing again. That was my dab. My nose is running.
No, you have to dab it.
You're
again
making me
every
angry.
Time.
The dragon's coming.
You have to dab it every time. It's the rule.
Yeah, you say that after you dab, you fucking. Bitch.
I'm about to fucking drench my chicken in mine. Drench it.
Kathleen,
no dab here.
I do not think you understand. We went from mild, medium
accepted.
To atomic Carolina Reaper. Like, horrible.
Are you gonna answer the question?
Bro, part of me is like shaking. Like, okay. I'm actually not okay. Wowza. Let me call Nassim to bring me up more oat milk. I need the whole carton, baby. I am going to absolutely shit my pants. Are you aware? Like, the revenge that's gonna come through me is gonna be so bad. I'm gonna literally text you
Dude,
while I'm on the
I
shitter.
Shit my pants. I shit my pants when I eat 2 Takis. So then
didn't you go to the hospital for eating flaming hot Cheetos?
Yeah, and I had to literally pray to the Lord to keep me alive and swear that I would never eat it again.
That's gonna be me.
All right, let's hear it.
Okay. The rudest influencer that was actually rude, because I feel like I've met a lot of rude ones, but like one that was like straight up rude to my face was Logan Paul.
Oh my God. This man is rude to his wife.
Bro, their wedding looked like they met for the first time there. Like, it was like, no, are you guys, my God, have you ever so met bad. Before? Oh my God, everything's dripping. No, I literally, we had the same brand deal that we were going to. Oh my God, I can't breathe. So, wow, this is like next level. I'm excited to see you eat it. And so we walk in and I say hi to everyone. And he was in the corner and I'm like, hi, what's up? Because no matter how mean someone is to me, because he had tweeted and said that I was a fucking liar because he was like friends with my abuser and stuff. He's horrible. But still, no matter what, I'm professional and I keep it cute and I'll just be like, hi, like whatever. So I like wave to him.
Are you gonna get drunk of fucking oat milk?
No, for you don't, babe, you don't understand. It feels like needles are on my tongue.
Yeah, no shit, spicy.
Yeah, no, spicy is not the word to describe this. This is atomic, bro. Two glasses of oat milk, a storm's a brewing in my tummy.
Oh no. Oh my God. Okay.
But anyway, so I waved to him, said hi, held my hand out, like to be like, hi. And he literally ignored me. Like he looked at me and went like that. And we were like the only two people in that room. Like there was like maybe someone by a craft table, but there was no distractions.
Shut up.
Yeah, like it was like very no obvious way. He was ignoring me. Yeah, it was really awkward.
Oh my God, I can't stand the Pauls. I gotta be honest.
Me neither.
Talk about overrated. Talk about overrated.
Literally the most overrated individuals. I cannot believe they both made careers.
No, like how did they make careers? Oh my God, like they suck. They freaking suck. Kathleen,
I cannot, I can't eat another wing. I don't feel well.
No, you're gonna eat two more.
Here's what I could
do. At least two more bites.
Yeah, I'll take two more bites. One bite and then and I'm not dabbing.
No, you have to dab.
Okay,
no, you
keep saying that after you eat that. Go ahead.
Okay, look, I'm fully drenching this bitch in this.
That's only a bite. I ate a whole nugget.
What's the question? No, let me get a bigger piece. Okay, what's the question?
The question is, who's the rudest influencer you've ever met? Dude, sorry guys, my nose is literally just dripping. Isn't it spicy?
Ooh.
You're just giggling maniacally. Ooh. Do you feel the needles?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you now know why I just shrieked in horror? We went from literally the most mild, delicious wings to absolutely just obliterating my taste buds.
You ate a whole nugget, so I have to like eat the whole
You know
nugget.
What's fucking insane is that on hot ones, they do mild to hot, but this is the last one. We're doing it three times. So it's like, doesn't even fucking make any sense. They only have to do this once.
Good boy.
Oh shit, it's just starting to subside for me, but it really was brutal. You're drinking straight from the cart. Oh, there's not enough left, so you're just gonna drink it all. Got it. Chug, 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 chug.
Oh my God.
Chug. That'll clear your sinuses right there. Dude, you guys can literally see. Let me see if you could see.
Oh, it gets worse as it sits.
I don't know if you guys could see, but literally, this is like the peppers on this is insane. I love how I'm giving like a wing tour and you're just like fucking dying. Let me be like you. Answer the question. Just answer the question. Come on. Do the dab for each one. Come on.
No, we have to dab each one.
No, oh, you bitch. I'm not doing that.
We have to. Oh my God. This is super painful. Super painful.
It's literally just painful. No flavor, just pain.
Wait, it's really bad.
Oh no, you're getting really red. Is someone over your house or are you by yourself? Because what if you go into like anaphylactic
shock? I'm alone.
Okay, I know your address. I could call the police.
Okay, I don't. I have never met a rude celebrity.
I'm telling you, it completely stunts your ability to talk. It like literally numbs your tongue. And doesn't it hurt when you breathe out?
I've never met a rude influencer, I don't think, like to my face. Like nobody's been rude to my face. But I fucking hate with a burning passion Rich Lux. And he's been rude.
You said I will take this opportunity.
I'm gonna take this opportunity to talk about an influencer I don't fucking like at all.
Bro, Rich Lux is the worst. He is the actual fucking worst.
No, he's the fucking worst. Were you around during the John Cookian era?
Like, was I online? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I know that. I know you're online, but that guy doesn't exist anymore. John Cookian ran off the internet. Thank fucking God. But like, I wish the same would happen to Bitch Lux. God, I fucking hate that guy.
Did
what
you just
an
call
asshole.
Him Bitch Lux?
Yeah, Bitch Lux.
You know, that's actually pretty fitting because the time that he made a video on me and Lily for like an hour, he just literally berated us and called us bitches the entire time.
He's the worst. He's somebody that has a shit ton of scandals and he has done fucked up things, but then comes for other people for doing the same shit that he's done.
Oh, no, he's done a bunch of shit. Yeah. And he always relies on the fact that like, I'm just playing a character. And it's like, well, your character looks like you and is mean.
Your character's a bitch.
Yeah. He's going to make 20 videos on this, by the way.
He's going to be like, Kathleen Latz, who don't... He goes like this. He goes, Kathleen Latz, who nobody watches and nobody likes. Kathleen Latz.
Can hate him. You guys are just going to have to ignore that my entire makeup is just fucked up now because I'm dying. Mine too.
We have to dab every time, though. If not, it's for the content. We have to do it for the content.
I don't think I can do this three times.
We're going to... A little bite this time. Little bite. Okay?
Tiny.
Little bite this time.
I'm not even joking. I already have the sensation like if I need to poop. I'm really scared.
My mouth is still burning really bad.
Yeah, yeah. No, mine just subsided. So I'm really excited to now have it burning again. I was going to fix my makeup, but I'm like, for what? What is the purpose? Okay, tiniest. Oh,
shit. You got to ask me the fucking question. Fuck, that means I got to bite this shit again right now? Fuck my life.
In the words of Kathleen Latt, it's for the content.
Hi.
Bro, I didn't know what to expect. But it was so spicy that I'm not even joking. Like, I was not trying to be funny by screaming. That was my initial reaction, was just like horror. Like, that was so rough. Holy shit. Okay. Have you ever regretted working with a brand or company? Which one?
I'm in pain still. Okay, here's my dab. It's big as fuck. There's a lot on there. It's a big ass piece. Oh.
Papa Dios got you. Don't worry, girl.
I haven't regretted working.
Rocking. The straight turbulence.
Working with a brand, because every collab I've made brought me like many opportunities and stuff like that. And even though, okay, but my answer is, I guess, ColourPop.
The heat reveals the truth.
I don't regret working with them because honestly, the reason, like all those Cosmopolitan things, all those things we've done, shout out ColourPop, it's because of ColourPop and my collab.
Yeah, they made sure your bills were paid. Are you even on ColourPop PR?
No, not anymore. They draw me like a hot tamale.
Dude, that's fucking crazy. That is insane. The amount of collabs you had with them. I mean, the fucking So Jaded palette.
Oh, that's good, right?
The Zodiac palette. Like, you did so much with them and brought them so much money that the fact that they wouldn't even have you on PR is kind of diabolical, is it not?
No, once Jordan stopped working there, like, they I don't know if it correlates, but, like, once Jordan stopped working there, like, they took me off the PR list.
So you think they only kept you on for Jordan, or like Jordan made that kept going?
No, I just think that since I wasn't paying their bills anymore, they're like, we don't need her.
That's how a lot of brands are. It really is.
Oh my God.
Okay, do I answer? Fuck, bro. It's actually...
No, you gotta take a bite.
It's making...
Let me see that dab. I don't see the dab.
It's there in the corner.
No, put it on.
It's there. You see, it's reflecting light.
That is so fake. You're faking it.
No, I'm not faking it.
Yeah, you are.
I'm so scared. Okay. Look, you're seeing me dab.
No, that's so fake.
Bro, I'm going to literally live on camera shit my pants. Like, I feel...
You have to do it better. I got up in there. I poured my shit.
But mine is already tossed in it. Yours wasn't. Jesus Christ, please. Please, I can't do this anymore. I'm going to start crying. I cannot do this anymore. This is miserable. Okay.
Eat it.
Bro, my stomach is literally turning. Okay. I try not to let it get on my tongue.
That's cheating.
No, that's called being... It's in my throat.
Bad idea.
Wow, that fucker's persistent. Okay. It literally gets worse when you talk. Okay. A brand that I regret... Oh, I feel like I can't say this because you still work with them.
Oh, man. What is it?
I was going to say Sempered. I mean, literally, such a cool service. If you don't know what Sempered is, this is sponsored. No, I'm just kidding. It's like the subscription. The subscription service, but for perfumes. I think it's a great idea for people that like, I mean, me, literally, I don't like to buy full size perfumes because I don't know if I'm going to like them. Yeah. Why is it lingering so bad? It gets worse. Like, literally, it actually gets worse with time. My back, my uvula feels numb.
Okay.
But the owner is a psychopath.
What's happening?
What is happening? Are you okay? I can't tell if you're dying. I think you're fine.
I choked on my milk.
This is just a fucking disaster. We are not doing well.
I can't breathe. I can't breathe.
No.
Oh my God. Okay.
Yeah. Can we really do this again? Like, I might throw up.
Yeah, we have to. We have to.
Wow, you're ruthless.
We gotta do it one more time. Especially for this last question.
Okay.
Okay, guys, we saved our spiciest question for the very end. Actually, I thought of like what to ask Jesse that was super, super spicy. Obviously, I know what Jesse's gonna ask me. I figured it's all the question a million you guys have asked me for the last 3 years. I'm gonna finally talk about it. But I was thinking of like what to ask Jesse, and it's like I really want to know. where's your chicken? You gotta eat it again.
I'm only taking a bite, bro. I'm gonna freaking puke.
No, you have to dab it.
I did dab it.
No, let me see it.
I did dab it.
Let me see.
It's a good dab.
Dab it again. Dab it again.
Bro, that's diabolical.
But it's we have to.
Okay, I dabbed it.
Okay, Jesse, who is, are you, take a bite.
Okay. Fuck, I got all over my lips.
Who, oh, damn, that sucks for you. Who is the most famous person you've ever hooked up or slept with?
I can't say the name, bro. I cannot say a name. That's ridiculous. I can't say a name. Of course I can. Why not?
Of course you can.
No, this is a person that's like on... First of all, it's not a celebrity. I've hung out with celebrities, okay, not- but I've never had sex with a celebrity. Like, it depends. Okay, it was, some people would consider this person a celebrity, but I don't. But
what
I've,
is it?
I've hooked up with a lot of internet people. I'm not going to say who. You know, out of respect for, like, my marriage and, like, I'm a very classy
that's
lady
true, that's
now,
true. That's true. You know? You're right. I don't know what I'm talking about. You're right. You're right. You're right.
No,
I'm sorry.
But I can give a hint.
Okay.
And it's not a very good hint because so many people fall under this category, but he has a podcast. So there you go.
He has a podcast.
Mm-hmm. Not telling a genre, nothing. And a lot of men, unfortunately, have podcasts. So best of luck to you. But yeah.
He has a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Bobby Lee. Just kidding.
Bobby Lee. Joe Rogan.
Why isn't your mouth burning right now?
You know what? I think I'm numb.
Does it get easier the third time around?
No, now the needles are coming in on the right side. It's getting very hot, but it's almost as if I no longer feel anything.
No. Okay,
that
okay.
That one was the least bad out of all of them.
That first one, I'm not going to lie. That first one was nuclear. That second one didn't kill me as much as the first one.
Because we didn't respect the sauce. We didn't know what it could do. So now we're
right.
Okay.
You're right.
Kathleen. Are you ready for your question?
Yes. Okay, I'm gonna pour it all over my chicken. Oh, shit.
Dude, why does it burn more like 2 minutes after? That's so weird.
I know.
Why does it make me burp? Chicken never makes me burp.
It's the sauce that keeps on giving.
Yeah.
It's the sauce that keeps on giving.
It's like herpes.
Okay.
Okay, Kathleen.
Yeah.
Most people already know, and we've pretty much confirmed it. You've said the word divorce on this show. But most people know that you are divorced. Okay, you were married a long time. I think it's kind of like similar to like if I just get divorced and I just don't talk about it, people will be like, is Nassim gone? Is he dead? Like, what's happening? So I think people were confused and inquisitive, of course. And you've gotten 1,005 questions about it a million times.
Mm-hmm.
You stayed quiet about it up till now. But why did you get a divorce?
There's no way in hell you dabbed that shit.
I didn't drench it like you, psycho. I think you're trying to avoid this question, so you put extra sauce. Jesus, take the wheel. God. I'm on my third glass of oat milk. Literally, my bowels are never going to recover from this.
No, I actually, oh my God.
You put too much. You put too much?
I did. I put way more this time than I did the second time, and I think even the fucking first time. Hold on, I'm just going to let my tongue sit into this thing. Hold on. I'm not kidding, guys. This is worse than the first time. Okay, basically, guys. Yes, I am divorced. I am divorced. I have been separated since like 2023. No.
Yep.
22. I don't remember. basically. Oh my God, there's no fucking way I can even answer this question. Okay, so I was separated for a few years and I just recently got divorced. Oh my God.
I know talking about this is emotional. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay, so anyway, so basically you said why? Why did I get divorced? Okay.
Why?
Without getting into detail, because I do want to say, like, I do want to say, oh my God, sorry. You know how some people have, like, really horrible mother-in-laws and, like, experiences with their in-laws and stuff?
Yeah.
I have had the best mother-in-law and the best father-in-law to ever exist. So mainly out of respect for Danny and his parents, mainly his parents, and how much I love his parents. I would never get into details about my divorce, but I do want to say, like, I just got married really, really young, and people grow apart and stuff. And like, Danny's a really good, loyal, my God, it burns so bad. Danny's a good, loyal, honest person. And, you know, I just got married super, super young, and people grow apart and like things happen. No hate to him ever. And like, I love his parents so much, and like, oh, wish him a lifetime of like happiness and love. And yeah, basically like that's it. That's why, because people grow apart and shit happens.
How young were you, 18, when you got married?
I was like 3 months from my 19th birthday.
Yikaroonies. Yeah, it's too young. Yeah, no, it is.
Yeah, I was really young. I was 18. Yeah.
Yeah, that makes total sense. Mm-hmm. And how do you feel being divorced? I feel like a lot of people have seen you. I'm not me adding a question, but it's like, I feel like so many people, especially your followers, have seen you like blossom a little bit. like travel a lot more and like just do things that you never did before. I'm not saying that's because of Danny. I'm just saying like, you know.
No, I mean, I will say, like, obviously, like, being single, I have more, like, not opportunities, but more opportunity to go and do things where before it's like, oh, you know, I don't want to go without my husband, or, oh, like, you know, I'd rather, like, stay home and hang out with my husband, but, like, now I'm just, like, alone and lonely, so any opportunity that comes my way, I'm gonna take.
Literally, we're going to Horror Nights, and I'm not bringing my husband.
No, I know, yeah.
It's possible.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, I get what you mean. Like, some people get stuck in that cycle, and I did for a few years, too. Like, I'm like, rather just be home with the family and stuff, and it's like, but I could also go do things, like. You know,
no, there's a, you know what, it's all about balance, and I realized that now, like in the past couple of years, that you can have a healthy relationship and still have your independence,
for sure.
You know, people have been asking me for the last 3 years, and I'm so sorry, it's not like I was ever ignoring you guys, or sometimes I would be on live and people be like, where's Danny? And I felt bad, like, ignoring. It's just, like, something I wasn't ready to talk about.
Because, I know, yeah.
Honestly, I tried to do a sit-down video on my personal beauty channel to talk about how I was divorced. I would tell you guys often, like, hey, an update's coming soon. I'm going to talk about it soon. But the one time that I did sit down a couple weeks ago, I wanted to post that video before I talked about, like, my thing at Batio. Remember with that Nick Miller guy?
Yes.
I wanted to tell you guys before then. I'm sorry, my mouth is like, wow. And I sat down to try to film that video, and I like sat there and I like cried, and it felt really uncomfortable. And I was like, you know what? I don't want to address this in a full video.
Totally.
I'll talk about it on the podcast, like with you in passing casually, because it's too emotional for me to really get into, and I don't want to cry. And I was married for like 12, 13 years. It's a long time. And out of respect, I just don't want to talk about it.
Ever, that makes honestly. Total sense. There's really nothing else anybody could ask. We don't need to know the nitty gritty details. I mean, I do, but not everybody. You know what I mean? Me pretending I don't ask a million questions. I'm just so proud of you. You've done like a lot of cool stuff. And I think that being so uncomfortable, like divorce is uncomfortable, obviously, even if it's amicable. No, and
divorce
beautiful.
Is sad. Divorce is really sad.
It's super sad. But it's like, what is it? A phoenix rising from the ashes, you know?
Yeah. Jesse, I don't feel good.
You feel nauseous? Me too.
No, like I think I'm going to throw up.
Okay, let's end this podcast. Should we? Yeah, let's do that.
I think I'm going to barf right now.
Okay.
I'm going to go directly into the bathroom and I'm going to throw up.
Are you going to go right now or do we exit?
No, I mean, we should end the podcast.
Okay, I was like, I don't know what you... Okay, we're going to go throw up and shit our pants now. Hopefully you guys enjoyed this, but we really got to go. So as always, we appreciate you and we'll see you next Wednesday.
Or we won't.
JK! Oh, bye. No. Bye.